Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello again, guys. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening or good night. My name is Thomas and welcome to episode number 71 of the
Brocast.
And sitting across all the way in his house, he's my bro and he's your bro too. Give it up for Alan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Alan. Yes, it's pretty good to have you here on the show. Tom, how are you today?
You pranked me before and I didn't think it was you that was calling me.
Yeah. Well, oh, ding. Oh, someone's got an email.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'll just put that on silent.
Yeah, I love that how we're starting off the show tonight, guys, with Tom just getting a message straight off the bat.
And we're, what 1 minute into the show, so.
Yeah, pretty much. You've listened to the promo, you've listened to our theme song, and bang, Tom's just like, oh, sorry.
It's better than my dog barking or someone knocking at a door or something.
No, it's okay to have the dog in the background, but you should know to put your phone on silent before we start recording.
Yeah. Well, as a father, you got to have your phone on loud in case someone gives you a call or something. So,
why? Dad, I need to wipe my bum. Plus, check out my hashtag.
All right, mate, leg up.
All right, Dad, leg up. You don't have to worry about that anymore, do you?
No.
All your kids are toilet trained?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah, same with my one. God bless. Good on you.
I'm struggling with myself still. Like, I'm, you know, I still call out for them, but they still don't come to me. So,
can I give Daddy a wipe? Get Daddy a wipe.
You can't flush. Don't flush them. You can't flush those ones. They're not. They're, no.
Wipes. Do you use wipes?
For
to wipe your ass.
Oh, sorry. I'll use them. I use them to clean the benches.
For
it gives a nice.
For exactly what? Now, what are we talking about?
I know, I'm saying, are you saying, do I individually go out and buy my own packet? Like, this is my packet. This is, yeah. What do I use it for? That's what I thought you were asking. So.
Well, yeah, my straight off the bat was, do you use wipes when you go to the toilet?
No.
Continental wipes.
No, proper paper, mate.
I use paper.
The two-ply paper.
Yeah, okay, that's right, because you, during the beginning of, what are we up to, month 6 of COVID-19 down here in Oz, that you went out and got all the toilet paper.
And get looked back, down get the, back, get back.
Had this bloody, went to the shops with a machete, just back off everyone. Yeah. Beating people off.
What? Wait a minute. Doing what?
Under what?
No, you said... beating
yeah,
people off, and I'm like, to
said.
Get the toilet paper, mate, can't let's have that roll. Fine.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll meet you around the corner and just use one hand.
Bub, just wait here. Just
got to give up some toilet paper.
Oh, I'll get my mask. Just wait, mate.
Ah, lovely.
Oh, yes.
So you use paper. You don't use cotton towel wipes to wipe your bum.
No. I used to use the baby wipes on the kids, but I also found the baby wipes are really good for cleaning the actual house up, though. Cleaning the TV, cleaning the table. But you got to make sure you don't use the used wipe that you just used before. You got to use the fresh one. So,
You just like you've just like made like some amazing meal, like some type of chicken or something. And next minute you're rubbing down the surface and there's some shit on it. You're like, yep, we'll use that for tomorrow. Just wring it out over the tap, over the sink.
Put it back in. There we go. Close the lid. Yep, so it doesn't dry out.
Bit of a smell, but that's okay.
Terrible.
What the hell are we talking about? When have you started?
I don't know, Al. I don't know anymore.
It's the podcast, Al. It's just how it is.
It's what we do. We've crossed into the 70s now. Which I cannot believe, because I just said to Alan before we recorded, bro, we started off, the last time we sat together, it was at episode 56.
It was.
Which was January, and now we're at 71. So we've done like 15 episodes away from each other. So,
how are you going with it all?
I do miss your scent, though.
The smell of clean ass.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, Cottonelle wipe. Yeah, I'll make sure if I use the toilet, I'm making sure that I've got a clean ass. None of this, leavings from behind. No crustaceans.
I was going to do my GIF that I sent out group where I pull the wipe out like that and hold it up, and then
You should put that online.
I could.
You should put that online just when we were going to release the show. Just do that.
Well, just something clean, clean show. Yeah,
it's a nice clean show. Yes, the first 5 minutes talking about Dookie.
Even though there's an E next to our episode saying that it's explicit content. So, yeah.
Well, we haven't dropped any swears yet. I think I might have dropped the word ass, but that's an everyday word.
Warning! 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 Warning!
Warning! Warning! Warning. Dookie shit! Dookie shit! 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 There we go. I've had some swears. There we go.
No, so now we can't go anywhere. We can't go on YouTube now.
Why?
Because they don't like.
Yeah, they do. Oh, are you effing kidding me? Come on, man. They allow that stuff to be online.
They want it, do they?
Yeah, they like it. They want it. They need it. They need it hard and behind.
Can we start the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. All right, guys. You are tuning in to episode 71, which is our wrestling companion number 47. This time, we actually are traveling back to the year 2003. And funny thing, we've actually never covered any event from that year. So I think of all the shows that we've done, we've never covered a 2003 year from memory, actually. I think I might be actually incorrect now that I think about it. I think it was we did the Raw Roulette.
With the Smack Bottom match.
Yeah. Well, it was a TLC, but...
Smack Bottom match. That's all I remember.
Alan's referring to the Trish and Stacey paddle on a pole. For the women's championship.
I remember Triple H and Ric Flair attacking Hurricane Helms and ripping off his clothes and, trying to get pictures of his dick and everything like that. Oh. Hold him down, get that dick out, let's see a picture. That's Ric Flair saying that too. Like, woo!
And it was Kane running through the endless hallway trying to find it.
And they were and EMTs and trainers were trying to help Hurricane. And Kane was just pushing him away. Go, get away from him.
He's trying to help your friend.
I know. Bloody idiot.
I'm just double checking because I actually think I might be incorrect then. So even though I corrected myself, I was actually incorrect. We have never covered. Oh, what are you doing?
That was Tony Schiavone talking to me. Sorry.
Hey, just listening.
No, he was just listening to an old show. A new show, actually. The newest one that came out this week.
Yes, yeah, so I'm still only in the 90s, bro, so we can talk about it as that show progresses. I'm still a long way away from where you are with the what happens when.
That's okay.
Yeah, so actually we never covered a 2003 event. This is the very first time, and we're actually covering a SmackDown, guys. Mm-hmm. Now, we're covering WWE SmackDown 214. This took place on September 18th, 2003, featuring an absolute cracker. An absolute classic main event as we have a 60-minute Iron Man match for the WWE Championship as the defending champion Kurt Angle takes on the challenger Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle in an Iron Man match.
He's back. I haven't seen you in a long time, mate.
What? What's going on?
Yeah, mate. He's not there now.
Wait, what guy?
Yeah, the Spanish Manowar walked off. I thought I heard him.
No, I've been here the whole time, bro.
Oh, okay. So I
will return one day onto the show.
Hey, who's that there? Who's that?
He's that bloody guy. Get out of here, Skip. Get out of my house, seriously.
Now, before we actually kick into loading up the WWE Network and, you know, getting you guys all ready, we want to give a shout-out to a really good podcast that we connect with. And I listen to this guy's show all the time. I'm talking about the Dregs of Craig podcast. It brings back memories of our wonderful world we live in, where we would pluck a story from the internet library and we would just have a laugh and just scratch our heads at some of the funny things that we see. But the Dregs of Craig podcast do that on Craigslist, so they find really funny Craigslist stories and they read them out on their show, and they've also gone digital like we have and being able to record. And I listen to their show whenever they release new episodes, and here is their promo.
Hello there, physically attractive podcast listener. My name is Steve Ross.
I'm Sean Crandall.
I'm Dustin White, and we're the hosts of
Dregs of Craigs.
On our podcast, we explore the most bizarre, repulsive, and downright confounding Craigslist ads we can find from all over the country, live for your amusement.
Come find out the best place to book an axe-throwing party for your child's birthday.
Stay up to date on Mario's Hawaiian sex marathon.
Or just sit back and relax as we make more anime references than any rational human being should be comfortable with.
It's a hilarious exploration of how we as a species are drifting further and further from the possibility of redemption.
And we want you along for the ride. Listen to Dregs of Craigs on Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, we're back. And Ellen, are you ready on your end?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready, okay? We are at the 00000 mark on SmackDown September 18, 2003. So let's all get our hot hands ready. Get them all warmed up. Can you hear? Can you hear? Here we go. Let's hit, I don't know what I'm doing. Let's hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, with the old Ruthless Aggression intro, eh?
Yes. Look at the drugs, the dirt, and my generation, I'll take the fall.
Now, as this little bit's playing here, Al, have you actually ever watched this event?
One time.
Yep.
And it was when it originally was on Foxtel down here in Australia.
Ah, yes.
One time only. Got Vinnie Mac.
This is pretty cool. This is, again, continuing a feud that only had just begun, which was The Undertaker and Vince. But yes, this is actually Vince running down the importance of this actual matchup being the first ever IMA match on TV.
First ever.
Yeah.
I remember watching this, I think it was around about 10 o'clock in the morning they had it on, because we were getting it down here on Australia, Australian TV. And then watching, going, oh my God, what? We're getting an Iron Man match? And who's coming to see Vince?
Here comes Taker.
Oh, not the dead man. The American badass, Undertaker. He's got a bandana and a hat.
That's exactly what I'll usually wear that. So.
No, you wear a hat and a bandana.
At the top of the hat.
Yeah, to cover the bald spot.
Hey, I have luscious locks, man. Even though I find my sons going, like, gritting their teeth when I take it, I go, what's up, guys? And they go, what's the problem? They go, it's very feminine looking. And I said, in what way? They said, it just, the way it flows, the hair just flows really well. And I go, oh, thanks for that fist pump. And they walk away, I just stand over hand out, so.
Okay, great. I wasn't listening. I was listening to Undertaker threatening,
How cool is this? Remember this? Here Comes the Pain. The Here Comes the Pain intro from PlayStation 2. Love it.
Oh, yeah,
One of my favorite intros. No, what he was saying to Vince was, I know that it was you that sent Brock out last week to cost him my title match against Angle.
Yes.
And just wanted to let you know that I'm coming after you.
I know. I was listening to him. I wasn't listening to you, shit stain.
Well, did you say what Vince said?
You need to calm down. You just need to calm down, okay? Look, there's a fist.
You're correct, yep.
Yeah, I know. just the fist. The fist has returned.
The SmackDown fist.
Man, so many. How long are we going back here now? 2003? We're going 17 years, bro.
Yeah.
Shit. God damn. Such a long time ago. Have I done much with my life since 2003? No. Am I going to? Probably not.
Look at that main event. 6'4" takes on 6', 295, 240, F5 versus the ankle lock, two-time WWE champ against four-time WWE champ, gold medalist against an NCAA heavyweight champion.
Thank you for saying all that.
It's okay.
Yeah, good.
Why'd you say four?
No. The reason's why is because back in the old, your old show of Mr. MMA Action Podcast, you always like to do get me to do the tail of the tape, and I would fluff my words hard.
Oh, yeah.
And you would go... You were nearly like laughing and pissing yourself at the same time.
The thing that used to make me laugh is when it would get to the pounds, you would say LBS.
Yeah, LBS. Like you look... Yeah. I don't know that.
There was remember that one time someone came in at like 170.5 pounds and you said 170.4 or something like that. Dot.
Yeah, you and Julian lost your shit. Chris Van Warren on our screens.
Yeah, it's a great matchup. And we had Rey Mysterio coming out. It's a pretty small card, actually, now that I think about it. I think there's only like four matches that actually happen overall because the Iron Man matchup, you know, again, it's an hour. And this is only an hour and 20 minute show. So
it's Tajiri, son.
And it's heel Tajiri as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And you see Rey Mysterio with the Cruiserweight title.
Yes, that's right. And it was Rey Mysterio and Tajiri were having their feud for that Cruiserweight title, weren't they? Oh, here we go. Bang.
Yeah, next week. So I don't know if it's the main event, but it's one of the main matches they were doing the following week. Because
oh, no. That would be no way a main event in 2003, Tom. Come on. That would be the first match off the mat. No way. So back then, it was all about the heavyweights.
Look at this fella.
Speaking of heavyweights... Gore. Not Al Gore, but Rhino Gore.
Was in our last companion, too.
Was he?
Yeah, Turning Point. Oh, wait. Taken on Sheik Abul-Bashir.
Yeah, TNA.
Do you remember those TNA shows that we did, Al, this year?
Yes, I do. I remember.
Slammiversary, or were you drunk then, or was that?
Why don't you shut the hell up and move on? Feeling attacked here, guys. Attacked. This is normally I'm the attacker, and now I'm being the attacking. What the hell? You get drunk once, guys, on the show, and then you change your life forever.
You haven't touched a beer since then.
Nothing.
Wow. Hear that, guys.
It's either Coke Zero or the occasional Monster. Oh, and don't forget Rogue Energy.
Oh, and ding.
Oh, just thank you. Load some of money right there.
Sack of money on the table.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, oh, you look at that. Tarantula.
Tarantula, baby.
I love that with Benoit's trunks, Toothless Aggression.
Yeah, I love that.
What's Ray doing? What the?
Ray is, like, the referee should not be touching the competitor.
But that move's allowed to happen, though, that he did. Tarantula.
Well, it is on the ropes, but again, I think Ray was trying to intervene. Plus, who's the referee here? This is
Jimmy Corderas.
Yeah, don't say anything to him because he'll probably say it on a shooting interview. Very, very angry man.
Yeah, he does something on his Twitter each week. He does, like, it's a rant. Like, he calls it something like referee rant or something. Just does a quick summary of the week.
And just buries everybody. He's an angry, angry man. And I think he might be doing a podcast soon with somebody, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to watch what he says.
I think he's on a couple of the Power Slam Wrestling Network and also Fight TV interviews. Some of his shoot stuff's on there. So.
Look at that. What a great move that was. Went for a back suplex. Oh, here we go. Here's a back suplex.
They're so intense, these two. Look at that. Just the power of Rhino and just Benoit. Just very intense, two very intense dudes.
Very much so. We've got pretty much a ECW takes on WCW in this match right here. Very cool.
Just looking at the crowd there, what do you think of the whole Thunderdome? Because we haven't talked about that at all.
Well, it's great to see clan members and people being beheaded and Elmo and Pikachu and all those great things that people are doing on the internet. What will happen next week? Oh, what will happen? Yeah, exactly. What's going to happen next?
They'll take it off. That's what they'll do. They'll take it off. They won't do it at all because people stuff it up for everybody. I nearly swore then. People...
Yeah,
people stuff it up for everybody else, and then they just go, oh, yep. What, Kenny Omega? Someone put a Kenny Omega there last week. He was watching
Kenny Omega. Yeah. Oh, my God. Bray missed. He got right around the face. Oh, my God.
Look at this.
Oh. And they come in three. Oh, no, they don't. They go for a 619.
That's a pretty cool That's a pretty cool double team.
That's cool. I thought 619 to Rhino.
Damn, I'm fine.
yeah. Here we go. Dropping a dime. One,
I think it's over.
Two, three.
Look at that. That's how you get through a SmackDown with an Iron Man match. You just get the match in, get him out.
Yep, get in, get out.
It was, and, it was like 2 minutes.
But look at the crowd. They love it.
See, that kind of makes me think of, like, when you see, like, a UFC fight, are you more happy to see a three-round slugfest or a knockout or a submission in the first round?
Well, me personally, I like it quick. I like to, like, watch it, like, bam, 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 bam. But you've been watching MMA for, what, nearly 15 years?
Yeah, long time.
What do you like to see?
I actually like a good three-rounder.
Yep.
Because I think some of the best fights that have ever happened have actually been matches that have gone to a decision because of, it's a very intense matchup.
Yep.
It was a great matchup tonight. We got the world's greatest tag team against Los Guerreros for the tag belts.
Very cool. Looking forward.
And guys, look here. Look, there's our cover art right there.
Oh, look at that.
I'm on the body of Kurt Angle. Alan's on the head of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it's the best time ever going to look that well. It's not
going
to change.
Look at this here. Rock hard, 2% body fat, 98% ambition.
And now 100% with COVID.
But with me, it's probably the other way around. 98% body fat, 2% ambition.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Sorry. No.
Yes, please. Yes. All that in a bag of chips.
This is an interesting matchup. It's a 2-on-1 handicap. Tori Wilson and Nidia. Mel,
can you talk to our people? I'm just going to watch it.
No.
What was her song?
Her song that's playing now.
Yeah.
Let me find it.
Oh, Tom, look, Limp Bizkit.
I got that album. I got that actually on my iPad too.
I actually have that on Spotify. So good. Do you remember this game?
Nintendo GameCube.
Do you remember this game?
Yeah.
And, oh, The Rundown, Tom? What was The
Rocks,
Rundown?
That was The Rocks film, eh?
But when we get down here, what was it called?
Welcome to the Jungle.
That's right.
There you go. Well, you've got Nidia and Dawn Marie. So she had a couple of different theme songs. Her song was called Need a Little Time. The other song was called A Girl Like That.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Is that Shaniqua?
Shaniqua, yep.
Yes, please.
So this was pre the Bashams tag team. This was when she actually came from Tough Enough, and because she won season 2.
I thought she was with the Bashams at this time.
No, lad, not yet. This was the start of her rebranding.
A chair shot.
Yeah.
She took a chair shot. Look. Oh, bloody hell. Strong woman. Very strong woman.
No, this was the start of her new character, the heel character, that would go on to be the manager of the Bashan. Oh, wait. She's in the picture, though. Okay, yep.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there for you.
Yep.
Well, look what she does to him, though. She's like, she grabs him. Come here, you bring me those belts, boy. Yeah. Oh.
Why did I think it was a different time period?
Because I want to be Danny Basham. I want her to grab me by the belt. No, I want to do it. Bloody weirdo, Tom.
So, she's really, how tall is she? She's like 6'6" nearly. Look at her.
She reminds me of Midnight in WCW.
Oh, yeah. With Harlem Heat.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a handicap match.
Just one pinfall, so yeah, it's whoever can get the pinfall or victory over Shaniqua, or she gets it over one of them. It's not elimination, so.
And Nidia is no longer with Jamie Noble Boy.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, hang on. So Dawn Marie, Tori Wilson, Nidia, Shaniqua. It's pretty much three on one.
Yeah.
Okay. Good lord.
So what else do you remember about Shaniqua? Do you remember what she ended up doing? Because I've got a bit of history here. But
she used to beat the Bashams with... they very much made her into a dominatrix woman. Better make it quick because this match is going to be over soon. Go.
Well, do you remember her in Tough Enough when she won Tough Enough?
No.
She won season two with Jackie Gator. They were both. That was the season where you had two women win it when they thought they were going to do one male, one female. It was actually two females won it that year.
I'm just trying to remember who Jackie Gator was.
Used to be with Charlie Huss and Rico.
Now I do. Thank you.
Blondie?
Yes.
She's Blondie. The one that had that. Remember that match she had? It was, what was it? Bradshaw and Gator against Trish and Regal. That was that tag match on Raw. It's considered. That's Jackie Gator. No, I see her face. That matchup, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Powerbomb. Powerbomb.
Yeah.
She's got the right Oh, my God.
That was a sick-ass powerbomb.
Wow.
And just looking there, that's too tough enough winners there.
Yes, it is.
With Nydia and Shaniqua. Okay, there's another that's another match down, and we're only at 20 minutes of this recording and 14 minutes of the overall show.
My goodness. What an Amazonian woman.
Wait a minute.
Woman? Yep. And who's the referee here? Is he one of the oh my god, she kicked her shoes off.
I think he's one of the Hebners.
Yes, I was gonna say Shaniqua kicked Dormarie so hard out of her shoes.
Yes, shades of Taker and Terry Funk.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The choke slam and the Hell in the Cell out of his shoes.
What is it? Dormarie and Tori Wilson are not trained wrestlers. Oh, my God.
Okay, yep.
Not even angry.
But do you think, like, looking at this, like, she never...
Look at those arms. I'm never going to get arms like that.
You could.
No, I couldn't.
But I like pie.
But I like pies and standing up front of places. I can't do that anymore. Bloody COVID. I liked it when we saw The Rock before. You completely avoided the joke. You know, he was 100% body fat, and I said 100% COVID-19, and you just left it.
I heard it. I just didn't want to say nothing.
What's Stephanie doing here? She's drawing a mustache on Sable. Oh, hello.
Look at Big Show's leg on the desk.
What's he doing? He'll break the bloody table. Don't do that.
Whoa. Sorry about that.
Sorry there, Ross.
Now, do you recall what this was leading to between these two here, the McMahon family?
The I Quit match.
Yep. At No Mercy, that took place, I think it was October. It was the SmackDown-only pay-per-view, and they faced off in the co-main event.
Yeah. Oh, what the heck is Big Show? Now you listen to me, huh?
And I will say, you were a toy boy of Sable fan, weren't you, growing up?
Oh,
you
yes, sir. Yes. I loved it. I'd watch it. Just go back and listen to this SummerSlam episode, guys, of 98.
Yeah.
My goodness.
You were having too much fun in that match.
I was having a great time.
Because it had Miss Jackie in it, too.
fell off my chair 6 times. Kept falling on something.
Oh, here we go. I will say, this is a classic matchup. I watched this the other day. Really good matchup.
Awesome.
Could Eddie become a double champion as he's coming in as US champ?
Oh, Eddie could do anything. Amazing. Same with Chavo.
Where are they? The RBC Center.
Yes, that's right.
I didn't hear what town they were in, so sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, it's right.
So the third time, do you know the first time they faced off, Elf? WrestleMania.
Yes, right. We went to cinemas. We went and saw that.
Yeah, our local cinema guys actually put up multiple screenings, I think, live screens of WrestleMania, and we heard the ultimate, like, just gasp of the crowd watching Brock do that shooting star and nearly break his neck.
One of our really good friends, Julian, screamed out, "You effing idiot. What are you doing?" In the cinemas.
It was bad. Like, we thought he died. Like, he hit so hard. And, like, he can tell he just wanted to keep moving. But, you know, to get back up and finish it with the F5, like, that's also known where backstage he had a full-on, like, concussion and was pushing people away and telling him to get off him and was just...
Beat up Bruce Pritchard. Broke his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Lesnar angle 2, SummerSlam the same year.
That's right. Rolls it over. And there was somebody outside the ring too. I think it was someone was there
Vinnie
cheering on angle. Was it Vinnie Mac, was it?
No, Vinnie Mac was in Brock's corner. Did you think someone was in Kurt's?
No.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, because there was...
Lesnar's the heel here and Angle is the face.
Well, what happened a couple of weeks earlier, there was going to be a steel cage matchup and it was going to be Brock Lesnar versus Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt was the referee. And when Kurt was reffing the match just before it started, Brock just started attacking Kurt. It was a setup all along by Vince and Brock to take out Kurt. And they stood arm in arm to end that SmackDown show. So then Brock was fully a heel. So.
Hola, la Vito. Cheat to win. Very cool.
I'm not going to make a shirt like that for us.
Oh, yeah? What would it be?
Do the right thing to win.
Jesus Christ. Jesus loves. Stop it, Al.
Pardon?
What's that?
I listened back to a show the other day. I must have forgotten about this, but you asked for a T-shirt to be made saying, hello, are you there? And I think you're talking about making that how you just come on the show and just go, hello, and you're ready to record. And
pretty much, yeah.
Just put up a headset with hello, and that's you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I always like when you say when someone, even the Twitter, someone sends me a message on Twitter, it's like, hello, and then I don't say anything. And then they go, hello, show me your penis.
In capitals too. And spelled.
Show me your penis. The pen is.
P-E-N-N-I-S-E.
Oh, it's P-E-E-N-I-S. Show me your penis. Yeah.
We've seen this 3 times. Them show this package here of the Guerreros against Hus and Benjamin.
Oh, they're showing it up because it is a big match. And it's now, and it's next, and it's going to be straight after the commercial break.
THP Rewind.
Because they're pounding it through, they are. Wow.
Oh, this was a classic one. This is the parking lot brawl.
Ooh.
For the US title, John Cena and Eddie Guerrero.
Oh. Chavo. Whoa. On the hood of the car, 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, wait a minute. Now look at this. There he is.
There's JBL back there with blonde hair.
Have you got a bit of a delay on your end?
No, I was just saying JBL back then with the blonde hair he had.
Yeah, it was before the heel turn.
Yes, it was before he became. Yeah.
So just for those of you who are wanting to sync up, we're only 20 minutes in and we're nearly up to the co-main event. We're at 20. I'm at 20:57.
I can't see anyone on my screen.
Is yours not working?
It's fine. I just can't see anybody. I can hear someone's voice, but it's just completely... Wow, that drink went straight over your freaking head.
Oh, because it's John Cena.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to be quiet for the rest of the night because you're a dumb shit. Who the hell am I listening to, working with tonight, guys?
Oh, here we go.
You haven't been listening to me.
Because you're being mean to me. I don't acknowledge negativity.
I don't acknowledge negativity.
Do the right thing and you'll win. That will be my shirt.
Jesus loves.
Can I just say something really quickly?
Go for it.
We had Father's Day recently happen, guys, in Australia, and I was going to ask Alan how your Father's Day went. But
fantastic.
I got a gift, and I got the Google Home, the voice command Google Home.
Oh, cool.
And that was my main gift because I love to play music or radio when I'm around the house. If I'm doing jobs or if I'm, you know, cooking food, I like to have music playing in the house.
Music's always good.
And my favorite radio station prior to COVID-19 used to be 91.5 Light FM music.
Yep.
But I discovered 89.9, which is a religious station.
Yes, it is.
But it also has pop music.
Yes, it
does. And I crank that all the time around the house here. But they like to have little, you know, they'll read out little paragraphs, you know,
yes, Michael's, they
do. Or Michael or Luke. And my wife walked past the other day and goes, what are you listening to? I said, oh, it's just the radio. She goes, yeah, we're not really kind of into that stuff here. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I love that.
And I'm like, oh, she goes, yeah, just maybe turn it down a bit. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Sorry, Del.
And then even Matt goes, you know, they don't play current music. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I like hearing some of the old songs. So
they just play a lot of Rob Thomas
and
Creed. and yeah, just all that stuff.
But all those songs are they're all about, you know, doing the right thing and everything will work out. Just got to be there and support each other.
There I was sitting on my porch and Jesus came along.
And
I know what you're talking about.
Keep doing what you're doing.
You keep doing what you're doing and be nice to your fellow neighbor.
And I must say, I really enjoyed it. It gives some positivity in my life, so I like playing it. But just for my wife to go, yeah, turn the other bit.
Yeah, not in our house. Because you're
oh, man.
Because your missus is a very strong woman. Yeah. And that's the one thing I love about her. But I could imagine her doing that going, listen to this. Look at this piece of shit. Listen to your Jesus music, are you?
I'm swaying with my hair out.
God is watching us. Especially that time in the shower when I'm masturbating. God is watching us.
How's your Father's Day been?
My Father's Day was a fantastic day.
Yeah.
I've only got the one kid, guys. Tom's got the whole litter of them. You know, just calm down, please.
Six. Sorry,
17? Right? Yeah. a very good Christian boy. Every sperm is sacred.
Alan.
No, that's a song from Monty Python. That's why they believe it. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is good. That's why the Christians have so many kids. No, not an insult right there. No, my Father's Day was quite cool, calm. It was a nice day. I picked up the new Avengers game.
Yes.
Marvel's awesome. Avengers. That was the main gift, including a bucket. Yes, a bucket of M&M peanuts.
Hey, I got the same.
Oh, good shit.
Yeah, I got the same flavor. So,
what does that say about us?
Yeah, fatties.
Yeah, fatties. Have you still got yours?
No.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
When did you finish them off?
That day.
Did you share with the kids or you ate them yourself?
I just disconnected my jaw and dipped it in like a duck, just swallowed it. I think they were peanuts. I didn't chew them, so I wouldn't know if there's any nuts in
them. Just swallowed them like I eat nuts.
One, two.
Two? It's like I'm back in high school.
It's going to come out whole, too.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like you're shooting eggs. So, yeah, that was my day. And I actually still have my bucket of M&Ms. I'm not like a fat shit like you.
Thank you.
But it was a good day. Good day all around.
No, I think my main two gifts was the Google Home, which I really enjoy. And
that's cool.
And that book that I took that photo and showed a photo of you.
Fantastic.
My wife organized for me to get a cartoon book done of my daughter's journey and me being a dad. And this is the thing. I'm going to open this up. I cried my head off when I got it.
I would have imagined.
I watch videos online. Like that company have like Facebook ads that pop up all the time. Yes. And that's how my wife saw it.
Yes.
And there's always dads getting upset. And I thought, oh, I'd love to get something like that. And to see it, I started crying the moment I started reading because in the start it says, from your darling Earth Angel. And that's what I call my daughter because my favorite song is Earth Angel, which was from the Back to the Future movie.
That's correct.
And when my daughter was in hospital, I would sing that song to her. So to have that written in that book, it's like, oh, okay, I'm getting all teary, darling, getting teary, doll. And she goes, no, stop that.
I just got to turn up my Christian music. God is watching us.
It's all hold hands now, come on.
Get the lighter out. Work. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
sorry.
Shit, my beard. Anyone see my book? Where'd my new book go? Sorry
just
about that.
Just up in flames.
Everyone's arms crossed just looking at me.
Looking at the book from the pictures that I saw that you put up online, you look like a Disney princess, and that's not an insult.
Oh, thanks, bro. I was going to say thank you.
All right, it is an insult. You look like a Disney princess.
How dare you?
Oh, bloody no. No, it's actually quite cool because I have a similar book as well that I got for Father's Day about 2 years ago, but it's from the makers of Paw Patrol.
Ah, yes. Great.
And my son did like Paw Patrol. Likes it now, not as much, but actually quite funny to have me in the book and the actual lightness of my face and the heavy setness of him as well, too, in the book. and myself and Quentin working together with the Paw Patrol.
Mm. I was going to say, them trying to draw, I can't get the car. they're written in, and Daddy couldn't get in the car.
Daddy couldn't get into Chase's car. So they had to get a crane. Because Daddy is about shit.
And they just got to censor the shit so it doesn't say the word. And he's here going, like, you standing by the car.
I can't get in the car. I had too much gravy last night.
Oh, man. That's terrible. Yeah. So when did you get that? Father's Day, what, 2 years ago, you said?
Yeah, so I think it was my kid was 3. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
But I like them because they're very sentimental things. Like, it's not a book that goes on the shelf. It's something that they can always remember, too. Like, when we get older and they get older and, you know, we end up going, they can go, I remember this Father's Day with Dad and this story here. And
they can show it to their kids when they're older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daddy, why does your daddy have long hair?
Oh, like, my daddy was Jesus.
He was a man bun, son, back then. Man bun?
Yeah, but they probably have cones in the future. Oh, that's amateur hour.
Either cones or be the hair of the family in the Grinch movie, because I watched that recently with the twirly up.
I can't watch that movie.
The new one or the old one?
The old one, man, with Jim Carrey.
I love that movie.
Far out. Sorry,
I watched it the other day on Netflix.
Scares me. Just how the hoots look.
Yeah, with their crazy hair.
No, not the hair, it's their face. It's, you know.
Yeah. And their pointy ears. And it's the half nose.
But what's wrong with the little girl? The little girl looks different from anybody else. But everyone else has got these squinty little eyes. And Didn't see it. Afraid didn't see it.
What are you up to on your time clock? Because mine froze before, so. All
right.
No, mine froze before.
Okay. 30 minutes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, but let's go with that.
They're my two main presents. And that's the thing, like, sometimes you don't need to get, you know, pants and jumpers and clothes. Like, you just got to have the things like I got. But one more joke, guys. I'll give you one more joke from my wife.
I love it. Always love it.
She bought me, she knows that I love my hair and my beard products. They're the stuff that I love. You know, as every man does, they love their beer and their hair products. She got me a
Head and Shoulders, guys. That's all I need for my face and my beard.
This guy over here, guys, uses the 4-in-1 soap. That's like, you know, your body, your hair, your shampoo, and conditioner.
And I can wash my car with it too.
Yeah, wash my mouth.
Yeah.
Brush
my teeth with it. It's all 6-in-1. I can wash my car, brush my teeth, and scrub my back.
All good. There we go.
There you go, Dale. Look at this. A little lassa. Goes up to the top, guys.
Did you see Charlie Haas get that massive suplex then? Nearly dropped on his neck. He just missed it.
Yeah, sorry. So, you were saying your wife had another joke for you because you're a joke.
Yeah, she got me some, it's hot oil for beards, but you actually have to make it hot before you use it. So...
Okay.
And so
I put it between me bum.
No. Let me explain it to you.
Don't take the joke away. Don't take the joke away from me.
She got me bath bombs as well. I got some. Let me just.
Nah, I'm out.
Alan, stop. Stop.
Nah.
Orange blossom bath bombs. All right. Or I call it a bath crumble because it crumbles like a little rock within the water.
Yep.
While I'm having my bath, I then take my hot beard oil and just drop it into it. Alan's turned his mic off, guys. Hey, turn it on. Why? What's your problem? See? What? No, I'm not going to just talk. You answer me over there, looking at me all disappointed with your... Hey, okay, yep. And we have new tag team champions. Eddie Guerrero and Chavo have just become the new WWE tag team champs.
You love to see it. You love to see it.
So as I was saying about the orange blossom, and I won't say it anymore because you don't want to hear it.
I'll listen to it, but just know that I don't want to hear it. But you can talk. Tell our people. Oh, you don't have to tell me all about it.
Trying to tell a story, but, you know, don't worry about it. We'll go back to watching wrestling.
Yeah.
So I am actually up to, guys, the 3440 on my clock.
Cool.
Which is weird because now that there's only like 55 minutes left of the show, so even though there's a 1 hour Iron Man, there will be parts where it'll fade to black during this matchup because it would have been a commercial break. So we don't get that, but they do recap some of the spots you do see from the commercial break.
So one more time cue, please.
I am at 35:15.
Beautiful.
35:16, 35:17.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but overall, a great Father's Day. One of the ones I'll probably remember, you know, over the other ones I've had. They've all been great. But I've realized, too, this is my 10th Father's Day.
Yes, it is.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an old bastard.
The smack of the night owl.
Sounds sexy. Sounds very sexy.
In this match here, Brock Lesnar versus Stephanie McMahon from last week on SmackDown.
Yes, please.
Throw steel stairs at the pole that nearly hit Stephanie.
This is when Stephanie was an active wrestler, too.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Former women's champion, eh? Back in the late 90s.
Yeah, but she wasn't trained. She wasn't a trained wrestler that way. I don't think she even was a trained wrestler in there anyway, so. But, you know, it's good to see her in the ring.
You're all synced up on your end?
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, not really, but keep talking.
I'm watching the Shaniqua matchup. Is that now, or are we doing that? Or?
No, we're done with the Shaniqua match. How about you shut up and just talk to our people instead of telling people what's going on?
Well, how about I use this time to do a bit of a shout-out? Should I do some shout-outs, Alan?
Sure. Go for it.
No, say yes, Tom. I would like to hear you do a shout-out.
Go ahead, Tom, do a shout-out.
All right, let me load up some of my notes. Okay, let's talk about Rogue Energy. Rogue Energy is a healthy energy and focus supplement created by Overpowered Labs. Our zero-calorie, no-sugar formula is the perfect alternative to sugar-filled canned energy drinks and sodas. They designed this product for those with people active lifestyles and for people who need better performance out of their energy drinks. When you choose Rogue Energy, you are choosing great taste, elite energy, and unparalleled mental function all wrapped up into one healthy energy drink. And today, guys, we're actually going to offer you a special discount. If you actually go to rogueenergy.com, that is rogueenergy.com, and use your promo code 2702, you get 10% off your final products. That again is 2702 at rogueenergy.com. So backstage, they had a couple of shots of different locker rooms of people making bets on who they thought was going to win.
The heels and the faces, if you saw. Yep. Very old school. Had the full-blooded Italians with Albert and Nunzio and all those people. And then the other one, they had the Acolytes,
yeah,
Protection APA. Agency. Boom.
I must have loved the Brock leap up pyro.
Yeah, it was a great angle one where it looked like the fireworks were coming out of his dick.
Ah, yes. This is my favorite Brock. I like this Brock. Like, I'm not really, I think you like current Brock, you know, the UFC style gloves up, shorts one, but I kind of like this Brock. This was the one I really liked.
Yeah. Still good, but I like the Brock of today, or the Brock of yesterday, years or months or whatever you're calling it. It's definitely, I like that one.
Well, he came back doing that look. When was that, like 2012 or something? F5 and John Cena.
It was that time ago, wasn't it? 8 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, he came back. SummerSlam. He came back after, what was it, WrestleMania when Rock beat Cena.
Yes.
And Cena came out to talk about that and then got interrupted by Brock. Brock F5s him. But then the funny thing is they had an Extreme Rules matchup the next month and he lost to Cena.
Yeah, he busted him up with the chain.
But it's like, but you would think if you're making Brock return, you would make him go over. But he actually lost that month. And it's
But he won that the month before, didn't he?
Cena or
Lesnar.
No, so he would end up becoming the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Benny Cena at SummerSlam. And that's where he just whooped him for like 10 minutes, just multiple German suplexes, F5s.
And the crowd ate it up.
Oh, they loved it.
They loved it. There was a just hardcore.
Yeah. And there's my favorite belt, man. The Undisputed Title. Classic championship belt.
I'll probably ask you this millions of times. We've done this show and probably in life. If you were to require that belt one day, like a replica, would you get
it? Oh, definitely. Yeah, I love that belt. Because it's that era that, you know, Ruthless Aggression. So I would have been, I don't think how old I was.
We were in our early.
I think I was 16 when this was happening.
Early teens when we were watching this. So we were getting that attitude, that bit of cockiness about ourselves. And we were seeing it on the TV as we were watching wrestling every week.
Mm. Well, the 2002, like my favorite years in wrestling are 2001 to 2002. Like, you know, 2001, the end of WCW, the end of ECW, the Alliance, the return of Stone Cold, Austin wins the title, Austin turns heel, the return of Ric Flair, Taker turns heel, Jericho becomes Undisputed Champion. Like that year, I can recite almost all those events because I remember them like they were yesterday. You know, I was like at that time, 14, loved wrestling and was really into it and it was awesome.
This is how old school we are here, guys, too. We would record off television onto a VHS.
Yep, tape trade.
Pretty much. That's what we used to watch. And this is back in the day when VHSs were just becoming obsolete. DVD and discs and copying on screening and stuff like that was coming. But just at that early time of having a VHS and recording off a show.
Well, talking about old school stuff, like I sent a couple of photos to Alan. My son, who is 15, has recently rediscovered the Nintendo 64.
Wow.
He found it actually in the cupboard, which was owned by his brothers many, many years ago, but just sitting there gathering dust. He tried to get it to work. Yep.
What's it look like?
It's exactly the same one that we had, just the standard casing.
Color controllers?
Only one control, the standard gray. And he's been looking online today and yesterday around getting some other controllers because again, it works fine. It works perfect.
You should really go back in time and we should really go and you should talk to the parentals because I imagine a lot of our stuff from those days of the 64 when we got one for Christmas would still be there.
Oh, your dad keeps all that type of stuff.
He
keeps all the old tech. He's either got it probably bagged up or boxed up somewhere. So
even, I was over there the other day for Father's Day. Sorry to interrupt what you were saying. But he says, comes up to me and goes, I've got these. He's got a Nintendo Wii system and two PlayStation 2s.
Right.
And he goes, do you want these? I went, not really. And he goes, oh. And he goes, why? I said, Dad, I've got a PlayStation and a Switch at home. I don't need any more. I mean, I've also got a Wii U, but again, that's for the kid. He likes to play some of the old stuff. I like Switch, of course, because I like to play Pokemon, and because of PlayStation, I like to be up to date with all the new games that are coming. But I was like, you want this? I went, not particularly. I said, if you get them in the future, get it. You sell them. You'll make some money.
You'll get good money for them, The prices for a PlayStation 2, even a PlayStation 3, are expensive. I know Wii isn't as much, but again, games become classics, and they're very hard to get.
Yes.
And the thing about my son is that I've realized this recently, and this is the COVID life that I've discovered with him. He loves to display all his tech. Like in this house that we have here, we have a PlayStation 3, a PlayStation 4, the Switch, the Wii U, and the Wii, and he likes to have them all set up. So at any time, he could play one. And now that the 64's recently joined, he's gathered up all the games. We've got Mario Party 1, like the original Mario Party. Like that's awesome. Probably like over $100 to buy. If you try to find that like a Games Heaven or like any store,
more.
You're looking over $100 for those types of games.
What's he doing?
He also discovered, WCW NWO World Tour. He goes, is this any good? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Goddamn classic.
And I'm rocking my NWO TBK top. And my son goes, hey, that looks like the top you're wearing. I'm like, that's Hulk Hogan on the cover. And he goes, oh, is that Hogan? I'm like, yeah, that's Hogan and the Giant. Yeah, he looks like the Big Show. I'm like, that is the Big Show.
That is the Big Show. He had long hair.
He was the Giant.
When he used to come out smoking to the ring.
Yeah, so they, and also Mario Kart. So they've been actually, we've got the wall at the moment with a massive projector set up, and they're playing old 64 right now. I can hear them on big screen TV, on a big screen projector, 64 games.
That was the one system I remember you could get four controllers plugged in at the same time.
Yeah.
My God, so good.
We were having a bit of a laugh too off the mic about how we would play what with our brother and sister and how many family fights would happen within Mario Party. Where
I nearly put you through so many walls I had.
Yeah.
We'd be playing Mario Party. I'm just going to take your star. Don't take my star.
That's it to Matt. It's almost like an unwritten rule is if you're playing as four players or you're playing two against the computer, you don't take your own person's star. Like I can't take yours. You don't take mine. The CPU's fine, but you can steal coins, but don't steal stars. And if we did it, man, jumping on you. You'll smack me with your green control and off we go and just start brawling.
And that was the one thing too. I know that sounds a bit, that was my controller. Love the color green, and the green controller was my bad boy. Brock Lesnar's all sweaty and tan.
Well, it's about 6 minutes in, guys. So 6 minutes of the total 1 hour have gone down. There's been no falls as of yet.
But it is a great... Lesnar doesn't want to. Lesnar does not want to wrestle Angle. It's so good.
Well, again, it shows you that he knows he's going to get out-wrestled. So he's trying to fight dirty, do the dirty stuff into the match. So
and
really
again,
quickly,
Kurt Angle, he's a machine.
So looking at the actual origins of the Iron Man matchup, so I was doing some research and it says several Iron Man matches have taken place at Hell Shows, it says here for WWE. It says the Rockers took on the Ragu Brothers throughout most of 1989. Bret Hart wrestled two from 1993 and 1994 against Ric Flair and his own brother Owen Hart.
Were they 60 men at once?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. John Cena also faced off against Seth Rollins for Cena's United States Championship at a Hell Show in 2015. And also Kevin Owens and AJ Styles faced off in a 30-minute Ironman match for the IC title back in a Hell Show in March of 2017.
Wow.
So looking at this match, how many Ironman matches do you think that this would have been? What number? It's not that much.
Probably the fifth?
Or close, the sixth.
Sixth, I think it was the sixth. Because I'm trying to... It is the Hitman and Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
And then I'm thinking Rock and Triple H.
You are correct. And there was one more after that, because the other two were house shows. I don't think you'll get it. This is, again, 2001. This was my year. And it also featured Angle. See if you can guess it.
Angle and Eddie Guerrero?
No, Angle Benoit.
Oh.
It was the Ultimate Submission match. It was the rematch from WrestleMania 17.
Wow. Nah.
And then they went over again at Judgment Day when there was the for the gold medals.
Oh, stuffed them down in shorts and then picked them up and kissed them. That's what the great thing about Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle. He's this extreme machine of a wrestler, but he's an entertaining son of a bitch. He's funny. Like I don't know if you saw this a couple of weeks ago. I think it was a week ago where he did the milk challenge.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
dropped the basketball, flipped the milk around, drank it, and it was drink challenge mother effers.
And he looks good too. He looks good.
Looks good.
Yeah, you know, the thing like Kurt Angle. Let's have a look. Like to think, like we covered some of his TNA times when he was kind of really struggling with, you know, his drug issues, his health, his neck injuries, and to see him now, you know, he's retired, looks good, you know, living the life he wants to. I'll just see how old Kurt Angle is.
What's he doing with the steel chair?
He is 51 L.
Looks great for 51.
Lesnar with a steel chair. Look. DQ.
What's he doing?
There's the DQ.
Got his hands up.
Ellen.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God.
And again, you know, he doesn't care that he's, you know, he's lost a fall because he's putting more, you know, inflicting more pain on Kurt.
Yeah.
So Kurt goes one up now at the 51-14 mark remaining in the matchup.
And the referee is another Hebner, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Brian Hebner.
That's right.
And also talking about Iron Man matches, guys, the most recent one happened on NXT. Did you have a chance to watch that show? We'll see any highlights of that.
No, I watched it. Yeah, see, pretty much the only. Oh, I love that. Brock Lesnar would like a drink of water and just snatches it off Michael Cole.
Steals it from Cole. Give it here.
Yeah. Thank you. Pardon me. I actually watched that match, the four-man Iron Man match. Fantastic.
Really what do you match. Think about the ending? Because I've heard that it's got a bit of flack online.
It was bullshit. It was a bullshit ending.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with who the new champion is.
Yeah, he went on to, if you've checked it out, Finn actually won the championship recently, guys, against Adam Cole in a pretty classic matchup from what I could see.
Good. It was a good match. And it was good to see. I'm happy with Finn. Anytime you see Finn with a title, it's great. I mean, some people would argue it's covering up to his amazing abs that he has, or, you know, 93 of them that he has. Son of a bitch. But, you know, it's good. It's good to see him with a title.
Nope, here we go. Look.
Here comes the pain. Hey, Cole. Here comes the pain.
Oh, I love it. I love the F5, man.
Such an amazing move.
There was. I feel bad for that guy. Was it Wardlow? MJF's... Yeah, he has the F10. And he did that the very first time he debuted it. The guy getting the move totally buggered up the landing.
Wasn't it Joey Janela?
No, it was just an enhancement guy they brought in. Yeah, he just stuffed it. And you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, well, yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, F10. No one gives a shit.
And Brock goes 1-1 now.
It's 1-1, and we're at the 49-20 mark of the Iron Man match.
Did you see, just talking about Kurt as well, the recent Rusev, who's debuted, guys, as we know, on AEW, Rusev going by the
very
name...
Very happy to see that.
Is it Mero? Mero, I think his name is?
Maro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I follow him. I don't. I don't think... Yeah, you might. I don't think I do. But I just...
I watch his Twitch streams, and I sub to him, so it's very, very cool to see him come out.
Mm.
People giving him a lot of shit because of the blonde hair, but I'm like... Wait till he shaves his head, it looks better.
I saw this, someone put up this picture, and it was Dominic's grown up, and it was Dominic of the blonde era timeline with Ray.
That's not funny. That's,
and then Rusev.
No. No. Hey, whoever put that tweet up, I hope you get butt disease.
Hello.
No,
Dominic's grown up.
That's not funny. That's not funny,
You're
okay?
smiling.
I'm not, because I'm not. It's not funny.
About Rusev, there was a recent article. He came out and actually talked about his idea that he pitched to WWE. Have you seen that one?
Yes,
I
have.
The match with the man with Kurt. He wanted to do Kurt and Rusev, and he was actually told, no, we're not going to do it.
No, because you're a comedy act. Yeah. You're a comedy act now, Rusev. Rusev Day, Rusev Day.
But there's a thing he says in the interview, and this is the quote from it. They told me no. This is verbatim for the person who told me. He said... We don't want to feel responsible if he comes back and dies. That's what they said to Rusev.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And now Kurt Angle tapped out to the ankle lock by Brock Lesnar. And look at that. You tapped out.
So I think we cut to a commercial, which took about 90 seconds minutes. Off, I think.
No, it was about 5 minutes. It was about five, I think. No, yeah, no, yeah about 90 five. Seconds. No, you're right.
What ad break goes for 5 minutes, Hel?
Probably a TBK ad.
Ah.
Go on.
What? You tell me what do you want me to do, Hel?
Let's talk about the joysticks of life.
The joysticks? Let me actually find the info, Hel, because you kind of left me out in the...
And the cold. Kurt Angle kicking out of two or three pin attempts by the Brock Lesnar. Sorry, Tom. Look at his son. Oh, guys, if you could see his face right now. Oh, he's put me on the spot. He's put me on the bloody spot.
You know what, though? I should talk about another sponsor. We actually have another one. And I just, we haven't formally announced them, but I'll do it now. We are talking about Victorious Gamers. Victorious Gamers, guys, all right? So engineered to help you bring you to victory. Victorious Gamers are a company built by gamers for gamers. Their blue light blocking gaming glasses are professionally designed to eliminate digital eye strain and help you maintain and remain comfortable and focused. Victorious Eyewear have done intensive training to make our eyewear effective and protecting your eyes. They are specially designed polycarbonate lenses that not only filter blue light, but also UV rays as well. They know that a lot of gamers stream and even play in front of live audiences. That's why we designed our glasses to look great while still providing the protection you need against harmful blue light. Now, guys, we're going to give you a special deal if you go to the website victorious-eyewear.com and use your promo code BRO247, that's BRO247, you will get 10% off your total purchases at victorious-eyewear.com.
Oh,
that's a pretty good sponsor. I like that one.
I like it. And where are they based?
They are US-based, but they do international delivery or mail out as well. So
beautiful.
I discovered them a few weeks ago, and I'm like, that's a pretty cool thing, like to sit there and actually be able to game and have it not actually play up on your eyes. Because I know you do get it. If you're sitting in a dark room playing games, you can get a lot of friction in your eye, where these guys, their light glasses actually deflect that. So you don't get that kind of burn on your eyes. So
very cool, very cool.
Shout out there to victoriousgamers.com.
Sorry for the silence, guys. We're just watching the match. Tom's looking over his notes yet again. Just leaving the show astray. Here we go. Oh,
you're very mean to me.
I'm just picking up what you're doing, Tom. We're trying to do a goddamn show over here.
Yeah,
you're
but I'm trying to... I would like... You know what? One day I would like to make some money, all right? I'm trying to find out...
I'm going to bloody stare at the screen for a bit. I'm just going to stare some bloody more. Bloody hell.
Are you saying something else? Say something.
Hey, if you say something for a while, I know it's a show that we should probably bloody talk over. It's a podcast. On the fight. Oh, my God. An F10 on the floor.
Oh, F10.
That's so shit.
Yeah, I know. Because what the F10 was it's an actual, he picks him up on the shoulders and kind of runs around in a circle, then stops. And not only does he turn the F5 position so they fall on their torso, but he actually releases them in midair. So they would spin and then land. But when he did it to this guy, his knees went down first, then his face and body. So he didn't lie flat. It was completely just, yeah, did not look good at all.
No. And it's 3-1. Kurt Angle has been counted out due to the F5 on the floor. See those eyes flickering hard?
So we're 4 falls in, guys, with less than 40 minutes remaining.
That's right.
Because one of my favorites was the one that we covered, which was the, or spoke about, was the Rock Triple H match, which I would love to do one day.
That's one of your faves, isn't it?
I think that was 11 falls in total that one had.
Wow.
I think it was 6-5 from memory. Triple H getting the win thanks to a DQ caused by The Undertaker, who returned that night.
That's right. Oh.
Was a shoulder tackle? What was that?
It was a shoulder tackle. It was a shoulder, yeah, just running into the shoulder.
Well, while we're talking, how any game talk? Anything you want to chat about or games you've been playing recently?
So what games I've been playing lately? Probably like I said, for Father's Day, I got the Avengers game, Marvel Avengers. Really, I only played a little bit of it. I haven't been playing too much of it. Probably the one game I've been playing a little bit more is probably the Fortnite recently.
Well, I was going to say, though, didn't you downloaded the beta, didn't you, of Avengers a few weeks ago? So
I
you
did.
Would have kind of almost played the whole game already, though.
I know. Certain levels.
Yep.
And it was kind of fun to go back and play the game again. Kurt Angle with the cover there as well, too. And there's 2-3. And half an hour to go. 33:45 to go in this match. So it was bits and pieces, and then also unlocking different characters in the game too, and new skins as well too you can have in the game. So that's been great. And also with the newest Fortnite as well too, I think I spoke about in the last show, that's got the new Marvel season.
Yep.
Which you just recently got the Silver Surfer.
Oh, very nice.
So rolling around the Silver Surfer on his surfboard, shooting people away, playing Battle Royal. Yeah, I'm not a big. I'm hardcore, and next minute just getting my ass whooped by a 12-year-old.
I'm not a big Fortnite person, but I can definitely see it's one of those like worldwide popular games that like every country is playing. And there's like even like, you know, having that deal with Marvel, you know, bringing in what they're doing with Iron Man and the X. Was it X-Men? Are they in there too?
Yeah. Storm and Wolverine, yeah. And the Sentinels. But look, you know what's going to happen next? Who knows? Because they could we could be getting a lot more characters in it as well. I mean, Deadpool. Deadpool was now a playable character, but that was a couple of seasons ago. And Cable.
So when you say seasons, is it you against everybody, or is it a team mentality? Like, how does the it have a story mode, or is it just like a you'd land on a map, got to try and get resources, or?
It's depending on what type of game you want to play. So you can do a team-based battle one, where it's you and like duos. You can do you and another person, or a trio.
Okay.
So it's you with three other friends, or you could just do your four on four, take on people with different teams, or you just got your simple team battle one where you can just go out together and just have a bit of fun.
And just loot, get loot crates and stuff like that, and get level ups and skins Because my youngest boy knows about it, but he knows more the music and the dances. He loves to copy the different Fortnite dances. Does. Yeah, he does all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, and down goes Brian Hebner, guys. Decked out at 102.20. Clothesline.
Took his head off. Don't think he really cares, though.
Yep. No, there's a three count right there. Referee down. Kurt would have almost tied it up if he got it, but no.
You know what I love, too, is watching the crowd is very much into this.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was pretty sick. He full on backflipped.
Mm-hmm.
And then the low blow.
Oh.
You dirty bugger.
You dirty bloody bugger. Get out of here touching in the mouth of a man's penis like that. Who do you think you are, boy?
I was going to say, but with the inside of your forearm, damn it. You know, it's on your forearm now.
It's on your forearm now. You feel a testicle on that one.
These fellas here, cheer the cheers. These fellas, they're just doing all three, coming in with the cheers in the center.
Poor Chimmel. Chimmel just wants to cheer.
Oh my god.
What did he do? Didn't he throw enough beers at?
Oh, is it? Yeah. It's kind of like he grabbed him really hard, but then kind of took his time.
Yeah,
not
he realized
too hard,
where
not
he was.
Hard. Yeah.
He went beast mode and went, I better stop. Oh man. Yeah, you tell him, Angle. Yeah, you tell Michael Cole. The true colors of Brock Lesnar. Pink and orange. And sweat.
I just love this.
Oh my God.
Though. I love it. Love it.
You see what he...
Picking up the ref.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hoist him up. Count it.
Two. Oh my God.
Yes. Is he two up now? Yes. No. Yep. Yeah, he's two up. Yeah, two to four.
Oh, look, you can do sums.
What is it? Five. No.
2 take away 2 is 11.
Look, I'm trying to do homeschooling, mate, and I can't read or write. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you got it hard with all the kids you've got. I've got the one, and it's easy as pie because I've been working in the school base pretty much my whole life, so I know what it's like to work with children.
And one thing, I want to give you a really good compliment to you, my brother.
Yeah.
That you shared a really good video of your son on our family room the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him, what with his, you know, his reading and writing and stuff like that, that's really cool.
To see,
and that's the thing I love, like, because my daughter's a little bit younger than Alan's son, guys. So she's, you know, I can see she's going to come up to where Quentin is. But to see, you know, at this young age, them getting the writing and reading down pat is good because you don't want them to go into primary school or prep, you know, having that feeling like they're the only one in the room not picking it up or struggling there.
Well, that's the one thing I've done with him now, too, is that the work that I'm doing with him is not prep stuff. It's not preschool. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What the?
Fly like an eagle.
What's that? Double X? Double X handle.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, crashing.
It's like Rodney Ram in the wrestler, Mickey Rourke. I'm getting my son to actually not do preschool and sort of little school, like preppy prep preppy roles. I'm wanting to him to do grade one and grade two type of work just to get him ready. And again, I'm like I said, I've been in the education world pretty much most of my life since I finished off with school. A drop kick. Oh my
Holy
God.
Holy crap. And Brock flips.
He bounced.
Yep.
Oh. So yeah, it's the major thing is just trying to get my son to know all these things now.
But you're coming from the side of you kind of know what educators are wanting out of kids too. So you can kind of go, oh yeah, I want to tailor this to know that my child's needs are going to get met. Because I know what the education system is looking for, what teachers will be grading kids on, and kind of where they should be at, you know, when they go to prep, you know, grade one, grade two, grade three. And Jesus. I still think that one off the cage is one of the most brutalist ones I've seen.
Big time.
You know, now, Cody did it last year, but that was just crazy.
A nice little fun story for Father's Day. I've got one as well, too. Our current living arrangement right here where we are, my partner and I were staying with her parents. And Kylie's, my partner's father, actually got a bottle of hot sauce called Shit the Bed. So my son, the other day, they left the bottle of Shit the Bed sauce on the table. And I'm looking at my son, and he's looking at it going, Shit. The bed.
Oh my god.
Hey, Dad. I went, yeah, mate. That says shit the bed. I went, and I'm sitting there eating dinner. And I look at them and go, you know what? You're right. You are right, mate. Now, that's not my son's first swear.
Okay.
Okay. And he doesn't even know what shit is.
Yeah.
I think my one time was, I was driving with my son, and there was a cyclist on the side of the road, taking up the road.
Yeah.
And I pushed down the window and I said, get out of the effing way, you effing dickhead. and this little voice in the back of the car went, effing dickhead.
Ooh.
Now, ooh. I didn't say effing. I said fucking. And then I hear this fucking dickhead. And my son's got such a little sweet little voice on him. He's like like an elf. Yeah. And I went, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go. And he luckily, he's never said it that much afterward. But just the other night going, shit the bed, shit the bed. Hey, Dad, that says shit the bed. I'm like, you're right, son, back to dinner.
No, we don't tell Mum or Nan and Pop that we said that.
No. Everyone saw it. Everyone heard it and everyone lost it. He thought it was the bee's knees. He's like,
oh, but he's doing well with his spelling. Then they go, you know, the shit.
Yep.
the bed.
Shit the bed. It's like, son, don't you go to. Yep.
Good on you, but maybe don't say it again. No, okay. Yeah,
don't go to kinder.
Oh, that's awesome. It just would have been funny, though, when you said the fucking idiot. It'd be worse if he was out the window yelling it at the guy after you've just said
it. I just want to clarify, it was fucking dickhead.
Dickhead. Yes. Yeah, just to confirm, guys.
Yeah, just to. Yeah. Nothing against the cyclist. I mean, yes, he was in the effing way, but it was just like, yeah.
And the thing is, I could see you doing that. I know you. You're
just, I was aggressive.
Leans out the window.
Get out of the effing way.
Where if it was me on the other way, I would stumble through the swearing at the person.
Get out of the way, you dickhead fuck.
head dick fuck. Please move. Just move over.
Just move over. Was it like a chai latte?
As Moses parted the water, you could just move to the side just a little bit over.
Just a little bit. Jesus loves. God is watching us.
Fuck off, mate. Keeps riding. Yes.
Just giving you the finger as you're driving.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Yep. More steps. Here comes Kurt, I think. No, I've got to see a drop kick. Yep. Here we go. Look out. Flying
there's
back.
There's so much sweat.
Oh, yeah.
So much sweat. And it's all from Brock.
Well, it makes me think of what any match like Brock Strowman or like Brock Samoa Joe just sweating their heads off. We can give you less than 10 minutes. That's the best we can do.
Pretty much. One, two.
What? They have no time wrapped. What's the time clock?
Yeah, the clock's run off. It's like, oh.
So I think, yeah, I think we're less than or just then, above 20 minutes.
I think we've got 20 minutes left, yeah. Oh, man. Look, so speaking of Zach Gowen and Spanky,
yeah.
Brock Lesnar murdering them.
The Brian Kendrick, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because Zach Gowen, because the next event after this, because I had it in my notes earlier, was No Mercy was the next event,
mm-hmm.
which featured Brock Lesnar on the cover. The mm-hmm. matches on the card included The Undertaker versus Brock,
mm-hmm.
Stephanie versus Vince,
mm-hmm.
John Cena versus Kurt Angle.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Big Show versus Eddie Guerrero for the US Championship. And I think it was Matt Hardy versus Zach Gowen.
Look at this. Watch this, watch this.
Also, he went up again here.
Yes, he did. Look at the crowd. They are loving that Brock Lesnar is beating up Kurt Angle.
But some of those guys in the front row have not sat down for almost the whole hour. They're just standing up the whole time.
There's a couple of kids up the front there, too. They're enjoying it as well.
And I think we're less than 15. So that commercial break took up some time. So, yeah, 14:02, 14:01. Kurt 2, Brock 5.
This is a great idea, you know, just to have this on free-to-air television as well, too. But we're going back and watching this. This is great.
But wasn't there a matchup a couple of years ago where it was like a gauntlet match that nearly took up the whole Raw? That Seth
We talked about that. It was.
I don't think I've ever watched it, though. I remember reading about it, but I don't think I've ever watched it.
I watched it. It was fantastic. And I think at the end of it was Strowman became the winner.
Hmm.
Oh, no, he's going to break his leg. Oh, no.
There we go. Ooh. Boom. Yeah, because it was during that time period, I think, when Brock wasn't there.
Oh, what's he doing here?
Oh, there's here. What? Oh, there goes the knee. Bit of a hyperextension there.
That looked like that got him in the hip, and that would have hurt more.
Yeah, I think it was that time when Lesnar wasn't defending the Universal title as much, and they needed to kind of boost up Raw's rating, so they had like almost like a number one contenders gauntlet, where it was like all the contenders on Raw, and I think Seth Rollins went for like an hour or something before losing the matchup.
Yeah, the whole match all up went for like an hour and 30.
That's crazy.
Almost, a full hour. It was very impressive, and this is when they started, at that time, Raw was going for more than 3 hours, so...
Yeah.
Oh,
but this, to me, like, this matchup, like, when I watched this, a couple of weeks ago, it gives me, like, those memories, like, of the New Japan-style matches. Mm-hmm. Like, Okada versus Omega and, like, the type of Wrestle Kingdom main events you get where they say this has a one-hour time limit and sometimes gets right up there. Like, 57 minutes, 59 minutes. Yeah, or to a draw, yeah.
Hmm. Half Boston Crab here. Homage to Lance Storm.
Yeah. He's a good follower on Twitter. I like Lance Storm.
He doesn't bullshit. That's what I love about him. Wait.
He got to the rope, though. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I was going to say referee. He got to the rope. Break the hold. Yeah. What are we doing? It's 17 years ago, and we're questioning it now. What the hell is wrong with us?
We have to write to them, Al. We have to write to them to fix
email it. Email with an all red.
Hello, WWE, at WWE. My name is Tommy. I'm here with Alan. Alan, say hello. It's an email. Yeah. Sorry.
Look who made me write. It's an email. Goddamn, I'd love to say that.
It's in a bracket, too. It's in an email bracket. What are you doing? Why are we writing what we're saying?
Just shush. Just go with it. F5 again. F5 again.
This. Oh. How many F5s in this rivalry? Like 20 or something we've seen?
So good. Lesson is hurt. So good.
If he gets the pin, he'll be down 6-2, says Cole. That's an advantage. Just a little
bit. Thank you, Mitchell.
Oh, that was close.
So close.
So, guys, if you're syncing up, we're at the tail end. We're at 1:15:19, 1:15:20 on the clock. So we've got 12 minutes overall left on the SmackDown show, and I think we're less than 10 minutes on the actual official clock in this Iron Man matchup. So thank you, everyone, who's actually checked out this episode.
Yes, Prisha Mundo, thank you very much.
This month.
So good. This is really good, yeah.
I might just do one more quick shout-out, guys.
Go for it.
Or do we want to watch Brock go top rope first?
Yeah, let's do what's going to happen here.
Please don't do the shooting star.
You know he's going for it.
Oh, here he goes.
Or a macho man style.
This is like Kurt's lying the wrong way, though. Kurt's like lying. See? He's facing the up. Oh, no, he's
jumping up. Quick as a cat.
Look splat. At that. Belly to belly top rope suplex.
Holding his coccyx. One, two.
Very good. Gets the fall. I'm talking about Player One Coffee, guys. So if you visit playeronecoffee.com, Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes tailored to gamers, creatives, developers, and just about anyone who enjoys a good cup of coffee. And in this COVID world, guys, I love my coffee each and every day. I probably have had more coffee than I probably have for the year. Sometimes even before 10, I've had like 5 coffees, and I have my coffees with no milk. So I'm getting pure bean when I have it. And if you check out playeronecoffee.com, guys, and use the promotional code BRO247, that is BRO247, you get 5% off your total purchases. And that, again, is playeronecoffee.com.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have
9 minutes to go.
My wife did say you're having a bit too much coffee.
Well, it keeps you regular, though.
Yeah, well, that's why I have no milk in mine. Yeah. It just goes straight through.
Yeah, so. Straight through. You know, you're in the middle of a Zoom meeting. Oh, better stop.
That happened to us on a recording. Remember that happened to us last year? We were recording here in person. I went, just wait a minute. And I had to run off. I forgot it. It was, just wait. And then I ran off the side.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were like, where did you go?
I had to do a poo-poo.
I had to.
It was coming.
It was either here or there. I had to.
And if it, I would have kept it in now. I would have kept it in the show. We can't get, you know.
It'll be that'll be the worst, though. Just what the. And then, like, commotion. You standing up. And then, oh. No, just get a towel out. Just.
No, just sit there.
Put some newspaper on top like that.
No. Just sit there with your shit in your dacks and record the whole show.
I'm really sorry, bro. I'm really sorry.
Look at that. He puts the straps up.
To take him back down, eh?
Yep. Classic angle. He's pumped up, baby. Pumped up. 7 minutes to go, guys.
Look at the crowd all standing. Just getting right into it.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Rock with a DDT.
Looked like Jake the Snake DDT, it was.
And that's what I love this about this match. It's very similar to the, you know, with Triple H and Rock, because they did moves they don't regularly do. It's like, if we're going to have an hour and we know the story we want to tell, let's do things we kind of aren't really known for. Let's mix it up a little bit. Same thing with this matchup.
There's two things out of that match that I always come back to, with the strikes that The Rock was doing during that match to Triple H. They were like full, like Mike Tyson shots. And Triple H, pole driving The Rock's head on the steel stairs.
Yeah, outside the ring.
Cracking his head.
Yeah, he removes the top layer off, so there's two remaining, and then just drops him spike style. Yeah. On the pole driver.
And busted him up bad. Oh.
So to think, going on Monday Night Raw opposite this, we had Goldberg and Triple H over the World Heavyweight title.
Yuck.
What do you mean, yuck? Come on.
It wasn't Goldberg's good run that time. I didn't enjoy that.
Well, 3 days after this event, though, was Unforgiven, which was the one when Goldberg won the title against Triple H. Yeah. Because it was, again, Raw exclusive.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That also featured the last man standing matchup between Kane and Shane.
Oh, was that with Linda McMahon?
Yeah. Tombstone pole driver.
The McMahons had a lot of things going on at that time, didn't they?
Yeah. Because Shane was the mega face on Raw. Vince was the mega heel on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, again, where they would only come together for the big four. So Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam, Raw and SmackDown were dual brand, and that's where they would have crossovers. Like when you had Brock meet Goldberg, you know, both when they were champions. Or, you know, you had JBL meet Triple H when he was WWE champ and the World Heavyweight Champ and all those types of things. So
awesome.
Oh. It's a war. And I think this was the last time that they actually faced off from memory. I don't think they had any other matches after this.
Yeah, I think you're right. Definitely.
Because Brock would have gone to the UFC. I think he went to the UFC 08. Mm. And I think Kurt was over in TNA in about 06, I think it was.
Oh, 07. Here we go. Roll
all
through.
Of that.
The intensity on his face.
Tap out sign there with the guy with the Rastafarian shirt on. Bob Marley style.
Love it.
I love the ankle lock, man. Like Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man. Oh. Just going nuts in the 90s, breaking ankles.
Breaking, casting checks and breaking necks and breaking ankles.
I remember when he put up a tweet years ago, it's like, they should do me versus at Kurt Angle, battle of the ankle locks, at Vince McMahon, at WWE, at Triple H.
Please, please, I need, please. I really need this.
Oh, he taps out, there we go.
Oh boy.
It's only one difference now, it's 5-4 with less than 4 minutes remaining. Now, if it does go into the end of the clock, I don't know if they're doing overtime, mm-hmm. as they did with Sean and also Brett. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Gorilla Monsoon. Bret Hart's face. But why? What, I already won. Why? Like, come on.
Don't I just retain? I just retain, don't I?
Yeah, come on. I'll talk to my dad. Vince, why don't you let Brett have the title for another 6 months?
Look at that. Ooh. I'm thinking, how's he going to count it? He's going to roll through. Here we go. Look at that. Sends him in the ropes.
Jumps all through the throw. Hits a 619.
Holy shit. Dropping dimes.
Looks like we're playing. Here comes the pain again.
Man, I would kill for that to be remastered on PlayStation 4. I absolutely love that game. Here Comes the Pain. It was my favorite WWE game besides No Mercy. I love Here Comes the Pain.
Well, because he's got him in. He's got him in the Indian Deathlock style.
Yeah, and he's grabbing him for a crossface now. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, kind of. Yeah.
It's like an STFU.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going around the neck. He's going to choke him out.
It's almost like a modified rear naked choke now, but then the foot's hyperextended.
Something you learned from the Mr. Bob Backlund.
There's the version 1 Matt Hardy t-shirt front.
Of right. One.
And what do you think about Matt Hardy recently, Al? Matt Hardy, won't die. Nearly.
Matt Hardy, no, but if I'm not careful, Reba will kill me and everyone around me and Tony Khan.
She scares me and I'm not even married to her.
She excites me and also scares me. Makes it move.
Like, I get where she's coming from when she put out those tweets, but it's like, she's a scary woman.
You just ignored what I just said there, too. I love it.
Yep.
No, thank you, Al.
I've been bad. Have you?
I want you to be Shaniqua. I'll be Basham. Moving on.
Get him in there.
Getting him in there. He's got a minute and 40 left, guys, on the clock. Angle 4, Brock Lesnar 5.
Can think too, like the preparation that these two would have gone in to put this together. Oh. Like I watched an interview that Kurt did a couple of months ago in a shoot interview, and they said, "Oh, you know, when you put together a match, you know, how long does it take to prepare, you know, with an opponent?" Mm. And he says, "Well, if it's someone I know well and we work, we could get a match in 30 seconds." Like, we know exactly how we're going to take a match. But, like, you kind of think for this, they probably would have done that, but gone a bit more deeper to think, okay, let's work 30 minutes this way, 15 minutes this way, and then maybe the final 15 to 10 will work this way.
Yep, for sure.
Just classic. Less than 1 minute, guys. We're at 55 seconds remaining on the clock. This is, like, what, the seventh German suplex?
It is.
The rolling suplex? Who do you reckon does it better, Kurt, Brock, or Benoit?
Kurt Angle does it crisp. He does it fantastic. Oh!
Low blow.
Does a crisp style of doing it. Brock Lesnar has no shits. And Chris Benoit did an aggressive style of it.
Well, Brock would just let go halfway through.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Oh, 15 seconds. And he's locked it up. He's not going anywhere.
I still love that version where he wraps it right around. Two legs around his one leg. He's not tapping. Look at this. We're 5 seconds.
You can see Kurt Angle looking at the clock. If you look at Kurt Angle's eyes, he's looking at the clock.
2, 1, nah. And Michael Cole, damn it. No, no. Yep. Look at the Brock fans in the front row. They're waiting for the announcement. The hands are up. They're waiting.
No. Here we go.
Brock Lesnar is now a 3-time WWE champion.
He looks beat up. Wow.
Look at Kurt. Won it back at SummerSlam in August of that year. Less than a month later has lost it. Great matchup. And our first Iron Man, guys. Very cool.
Yes, that's right. It is.
I love the smirk, too. Like, he cheated. He played the game well. He used his own, used chair shots, steel stairs, low blows, championship belts.
He did the full heel thing.
Oh, yeah.
And laughing about it. Look at him.
Look at that laugh.
And there we
and
go.
And that's it.
Fantastic.
All right, guys. What's your views on that card?
It's good to go back, man, because that is the second time now that I've actually gone back and watched this show. From the original, watching it all the way back in 17-odd years ago at the parental's place with a bowl of cereal on a Saturday morning. And now, sitting around, watching it a lot fatter and a lot rounder and a lot hairier.
Well, aren't we all?
Yes. Especially you, your long-haired galoot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, before we actually finish, I want to give a shout-out to a great podcast, and we are talking about the Get Joy Wrestling Podcast.
What's up, y'all? This is Jay from the Get Joy Podcast. We're a group of four Filipino dudes from the Chicagoland area who simply loves wrestling. With our podcast, we call things how we see it, and we do it in an entertaining fashion. We're critical of the things that we don't like. We applaud the things that we like. We have plenty of heated discussions. We have a sweaty session every week. And we make damn sure that there are a lot of Get Joe moments in each show. If you don't know what that is, remember Dolph Ziggler? It should have been me. Man, if you don't get your wannabe telenovela actor looking ass out here, that's what Get Joe is. You'll be leaving each show with a bunch of laughs. Follow us every week on all podcast platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Get Joe Podcast. Give us a try.
All right, guys, we are back, and we are at the tail end of episode number 71 and Wrestling Companion number 47. And before we finish up, I want to give a shout out to some other great affiliates of the broadcast. First, we are talking about Luxie at Luxie.com. Luxie can enhance your performance with their analog grips. These grips can be used on your PlayStation, your Xbox, or your Nintendo Switch. Use your promotional code BRO247. Get 15% off total purchases at Luxie.com. Also to TriumphChairs.com. Triumph Chairs is a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. You can check them out at TriumphChairs.com and use your promo code BRO247 to get 10% off. And last but not least is Clinch Gaming at ClinchGaming.com. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers for Xbox One and PlayStation 4 consoles, and use your promo code BRO247 to get 5% off your total purchases. Al, any closing comments before we finish up?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking your time to download this show. We again hope we are a nice little distraction going on with the craziness of the world and COVID and the plague and not so the uncertainty of the oncoming future. But again, we hope you guys enjoyed it. Shout out to you, Tom, yet again. Great work. Thank you very much. And for everyone, take care.
All right, guys. As we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or...
good night. Wipe your bum.
Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
It's called At 90s WWE, so N-O.
Oh, yes. I follow these guys too.
I love it. It's so much old stuff, like the Sunday Night Heat theme, the gimmicks going on there. It's such a good time. Like, this is us. This is what we grew up watching.
This is it. Oh, fuck.
Such a good time.
It's a simple time back then. Before mortgages.
Before
mobile phones. Before dick pics.
Well, you have to use the camera to flash on too. I can't even see if it's the right angle.
Did I take it?
All belly button up. Fuck. Now do it again. But you have to do it first.
This is not right.
The problem is, though, you'd have to take it to the chemist. They would have to develop them for you, make sure the photos are okay, then put them into the envelope, then give it to you. Here you go, Tom.
It's a simpler time back then.
Tom, next time aim lower up. Oh, thank you.
I could, if you'd like, I can come over and help you. Thank you.